Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to The Guided Tidy. This is the first podcast of the new year, and this is something I'm very, very excited about. It's like a guided run, if you will, but it's a guided tidy.
And I have been asked to think of something in my house that needs tidying, and so I'll be very much experiencing it with the listener.
Yes.
Rather than with the guided run, obviously, we were both kind of coaching, but I'll bob in where necessary, but I will be taking a backseat on this.
Yeah, Stevie's role is to hopefully raise the questions that you're all wanting to ask. Mm. It's to be present with you on the tidy.
Yes.
And to flag at any point if I've gone off piste. A little backstory into the tidy. As many of you know, long-term listeners, I'm obsessed with it. Mm. We've done several tidying episodes. We've Marie Kondo'd.
This will be the last tidying episode in a while, I think.
I think once we've got a guided tidy,
we
don't need to return to this ever again.
Oh God,
and this is the finale. This is the guided tidy. And so what I want you to do, the first step is I want you to check if we're beginning together now, mm-hmm. if you have a minimum amount, an hour, ideally 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got 2 hours clear in your schedule? Are people coming to your house after that? Or is this just like you've got a little bit of free time and you've got 2 free hours to do this experience? Mm. I don't want you to be rushing through it. I want us to be going nice and calm.
And how long is this episode?
There'll be pauses where you need to go off and do things.
Great. That's really helpful for
me. So have you got 2 hours? You know, like, yes, tick, I'm ready to go. Great. What are you wearing?
Straight in there.
Okay, what are you wearing? Just if you're in your pajamas and you're like, you know, just like, let's put our shoes
gown.
On. Ball gowns. Maybe not, but let's put our trainers on.
Okay.
Let's just be like, I'm showing up. Okay, so now you're dressed, you're ready, you've got your time, we're ready to begin. I want you to choose an area of your house and we're going to start small.
Okay.
Okay, so we aren't going to do the bathroom. We are going to do, chill out everybody, we're going to do the bathroom cabinet. I want you to choose a drawer. I want you to choose the cutlery drawer. I want you to choose your wardrobe, your makeup drawer, or your jewel, or your the shoe rack, or something like that. I want you to be choosing a space rather than a thing. And what I don't want you to choose, and again, you might not have one of these, but I don't want you to choose what I term a bag of doom. A bag of doom is a bag, probably a bag for life that's in the corner of your room or under the bed.
It's
just got shit in it. We're not ready for that.
Okay, fine, yeah.
And where are we going today, Stevie, for you?
Bathroom cabinet does need to be sorted.
Okay, we've chosen our space.
Okay.
You're going for the bathroom cabinet and we're ready to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Marie Kondo does is, of course, this, like, you know, very intense experience of like sparking joy and, you know, it's very...
You shake the bathroom cabinet's hand and say thank
you. It's
a
lot of that. And please, let's thank the space. Why not?
Okay.
Yep, done. That's done. But as in, like, I've now on my journey and with the help of Clea and Joanna from the Home Edit, we're more of a, like, just get rid of it. They're just much more like basic. They're just more like, there's less thanking. There's more just like tidy up.
Practical,
practical
stuff.
Practical thing.
So have you downloaded the Olio app? And so you've got places for the things to go that you're going to get rid of.
Certain, but we're not there yet.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm just standing in the bathroom looking at
you're cabinet. Just standing in the bathroom looking at the thing, wearing your athleisure.
Oh yes, and my shoes.
Bra and shoes is on, totally nude in the bathroom. And we're ready to go.
Okay,
we're looking at the space. You've got your cabinet.
Yes.
And take everything out. Everything out.
Okay.
Don't even look at it. Don't even stop to be like, what's... If you're finding, like, you know, an old receipts and an old mouse, whatever, just be like, that's... get it in the bin. But don't really be, like, spending a lot of time here thinking
about it.
We're
just clearing it out. We're not, you know,
clear it
engaging
out,
with the
throw
products.
That into a space in the living room or, like, in one contained area.
The bath?
or the bath. Yeah, why not? Great. Throw that all in the bath.
Okay.
No water, please. And now, so just don't even really look at it. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now I want you to clean the space.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, if you needed to pause there while you're putting everything in the bath, now's the first time that we might need to pause this podcast.
Great. Okay. Press pause and have a clean.
Yeah. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Pause now. Put on any music that you need.
Oh, you're pausing again?
No, I was just talking them through the pause, but they've already done it. So they're like, why are you helping us through the pause?
They can't hear the pause. Okay. That's why I went bing bong. Seems like you're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you listen to some music or something.
We will be doing a guided pausing episode at another point.
Okay, you've paused.
Yeah.
You've got everything out.
Yes, you've cleaned it.
No, we haven't cleaned it yet.
Oh, that's what I was telling people. Bing bong, clean.
I was saying, clean everything. You need a moment to get everything out of there.
Understood.
So I want you to take your time. Okay. That's why you can pause now and take and do that.
Right.
Right, now you're back. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Right, now we're going to clean it.
Bing bong. Bing bong. And bing bong, you've cleaned it.
Okay, you went back.
Yes.
Okay, great. How did you do a good job? What are we talking there? You really cleaned?
I did really clean. I used my eco cover or method spray and a microfiber cloth.
Perfect.
Got all in the bits. And you know when you any toothbrush, but I've got an electric toothbrush, and your toothpaste gets all up on your grill, on the shelf. So I've clawed that off as well.
Fantastic. And can you tell me what your bathroom cabinet looks like? What's the space
like? Like an elephant. So, okay. It's mirrored with two doors that come out and shelves.
Oh yeah, lovely.
And then it's sort of built into another kind of shelf next to it where I put my toothbrush and stuff. And that basically is meant to have only like nice things on it. But what happens is invariably it's just all the shit that can't fit into the bathroom cabinet.
This is so perfect, Stevie, because what I'm seeing is like things are just beside
control.
Paracetamol is beside nail varnish. Everything's all up everywhere.
You know paracetamol, nail varnish. You know me. Yeah. Ow, my head.
And you've got, what's happened to your head?
I've got a need paracetamol.
Okay. But you've got your clear.
What's happened to your head?
I thought you ate your nail varnish or something. I didn't know. But you've got your clear shelf. Get focused on your shelf. You've got your shelf. You're like, you know what you wanted that to be.
Yes, because I've got this little soap that says something like Shakespeare's soap. You can use it in the Macbeth. And no one can see it because it's covered in like mud, electric toothbrush and stuff. And I want to display all my fun soaps.
Perfect. Okay, this is really good. We're going to put a pin in this thought as we now move to, you're looking at all your belongings now in the bath.
Okay.
And what we're going to do now is categorise.
Okay.
We've done empty, clean, categorise. So I want everything to get, and again, during this process, if you're like, oh, I don't need this, but generally I want to just be like, medicine, nail varnish, beauty, shampoo, conditioner, hair care, nails, whatever. Mm-hmm. However you think the categories should work.
Yes.
Get them in groups.
Okay, and are we aiming for, because I tend to go very specific with categories, and then I end up being like, it'll be like, ice packs for the head, and it's like, well, that's just one thing. Or like, this soap, like, are we aiming for broadest categories, like four categories, or are we aiming to go very, very detailed with the categories and subcategories?
I would say detailed as possible. So like, great. Whatever... And again, these are fantastic questions from you. So you're saying ice packs for the head. So what's that?
I got an ice pack for my head.
Right.
In case I got a headache. I had a period of time where I thought I might get headaches. I didn't. And I was worried about it. And so I bought some ice packs. And then I've also got like muscle tape from a time before. And they're just like in my cabinet. And
separate to each other?
Yeah. Mm. But they're like... in the mix with like my face masks and my nail varnish, my paracetamol.
Okay.
So far I've got like, yeah, categories of nail varnish, paracetamol, but that'd be medicine, nail varnish, hair stuff, stuff for your face, stuff for your teeth, which is in your head, not your face, I'd argue.
Mm-hmm.
But then wouldn't like things like that aren't medical. Basically,
okay,
I get,
what are the things?
Okay, like ice packs for your head and muscle tape. Is that technically medical?
I think so. I would put that.
Thank you.
So maybe let's branch out from medical to the word like first aid.
Oh, right. I feel so much more comfortable popping that in the first aid box.
Exactly. Okay. So anytime you're thinking like, what's this? The more you can like change a category's name, you're like, okay, great.
Great, okay.
This is all goes together. Whereas I would say if you're doing bathroom cabinet and you do like everything for the hand altogether, then you've got like, then you're like plasters? because they could be needed in the house.
Yes, this is the thing. Like, I tried to do shelves based on body parts and I did have hand and it was like, then you're splitting over two. Yeah. Yeah, but I could put that on my face and my hand.
Exactly.
What the fuck am I gonna do now?
Then you're in a real pickle. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying like first aid sounds good. And then yes, like,
and beauty.
Yeah,
and
beauty is all like one. And then within beauty, if you need to be like, this is nail varnish, this is.
Because often hair and face don't really mix.
Don't really mix. You know, exactly.
Shampoo
right.
your face, yeah, do you?
Absolutely. Great. Okay. So like really work with whatever those categories. And if at any point you're like, so that's why I don't want to be like, choose four and that's it. It's like whatever feels good. Okay, we're going to move away from the bathroom as we look at these categories. And also, sidebar, if at this point where you're looking at everything in the bath and you're looking at all your things, you're like, oh, I know where there's another nail varnish in the kitchen. And you're like, great, off you go and get that. But otherwise, I don't want you to be like focusing too much on other things in the house.
Right,
but if you're
I
like,
see.
Oh my God, okay, great. So you're always getting everything
focused
together.
Focused on this area.
Focus on this area. Okay. So now while you're categorizing everything and to move this, like maybe you're doing your wardrobe or you're doing your cutlery, you're being like, okay, here are all my jeans. Here are all, you know, and then again, rather than just being like bottoms, which might be like leggings, tracksuits, jeans, be like maybe go sports, loungewear, softs.
Softs. We've got sport clothing and athletic, famously hard.
Yeah.
Famously hard.
So it's like any like a lovely hoodie. Just like nice things.
Oh, right. So you're throwing it all in. So it could be like top and bottom.
Yeah. I could have a soft
clothes and then hard clothes.
No, but like, I want, maybe your softs are like, you know, you're feeling sad and you've got your soft drawer of like your soft hoodie and your soft tracksuit bottoms, okay. But they're not for sports because they're technically sport, but they're too nice.
All the categories, as you've just said, work for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me, but it works for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
terrifying
you.
Though. Oh,
what,
do,
my soft,
do,
yeah,
do,
go
do they have, they've got a pause to do their categories?
Oh yeah, please.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Oh, how did the categorization go?
Hopefully well.
Hopefully good. Now everything is in its little thing and you're thinking, okay, yeah, here's all the stuff. So now we get to an important thing. And again, this is depends like which area you're doing. But you're looking at all your little categories. Mm-hmm. If along the way you've been like, this is out of date, or this is gross, or I've got two spatulas, or, you know, if we can at this point do a bit of purging.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous. Okay. I'd love to see a bit of purging. Can, is anything just like, that's totally done. Can it go in the bin? Can it go, if you live in a big city, on the wall outside your house to be collected? Can it go on Olio? Can it go on Gumtree? Can it be respectfully for the environment? Can it leave?
Mm-hmm.
Great. But I don't want to be too focused on that. Just like, if it happens naturally, gorgeous.
Great.
But don't
okay.
beat yourself
We're
up.
Not going to bing bong that because we're not that, bing-bong. That should be an organic thing.
It should be organic. I don't want you to freak out about it. I don't want you to be too focused on it. Okay. So now, and this is the like a, and now we're like, okay, we've got all our bits here. And now I want you to like look at your space or your bathroom cabinet. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to do a thing called, what's it called? Touch access.
Touch access.
That's right.
Okay.
Touch access.
I'm in.
Okay. So let's say you are doing your cutlery drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say everything on God's green earth is in there. And now you've got it in your categories and you're like, oh, I'm really good here. What needs to be in the cutlery drawer that's right there beside your prep area?
Oh, I know what you mean. So in my bathroom cabinet, it would be like, I'd obviously need my cleanser to be closer to me than my soap that you can use in the McBath.
For sure. And I would say McBath is in a display section all of its own.
Fine.
And it can be right there, but we're not going to be using. And again, it's the same between like touch access, but it's on display. You're not using McBath every day.
No.
But you do want him there, nice and close, in the display section.
Fine, but I also need to have my everydays easy access.
Easy access.
So that I'm not going, trying to go behind all the stuff that looks fancy. Because I always put the fancy nice stuff at the front. Because
mm-hmm.
then when somebody who's not me opens, which has never happened in the entire time I've been living there, opens my bathroom cabinet, they're like, well, she's got some nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my aqueous cream that I actually use as an emollient every day, it's not very nice looking, so I put it at the back.
Okay.
And then what happens is you just throw
it. You're throwing everything out of the way.
I'm ferreting in there like
great.
Little,
no. And this is why it's a very personal experience to what Jesus. This space can be for you. So
yes.
Can there be a separate display shelf?
Right.
Can it?
Dunno.
Okay.
There.
Is there somewhere else in the bathroom that the McDuff, that the nice things, that
yes,
the lovely,
there is.
That, yeah?
Yeah,
by could the that
sink,
work?
I
could
suppose.
That work?
Yeah, that can
could
work.
Could it work, I suppose, or like, you hate
that
it?
That could work. That could work. Yeah.
So could it be something that's always on display mm. and you always think to yourself, oh, what a nice girl with nice things I am.
Yes.
Okay. But if you're feeling if you're thinking in your head, I'm lying, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not lying. I'm that is true.
Okay, so those things are in the display section. Yes. And listen, we're all guilty of display stuff because you're like, that's my best pen or that's my best thing. I want people to know I've got good things. Let's get those on display and let's move them out of the working area.
Oh my gosh, wow, the working area.
The working area.
Yeah.
And now that we're in the working area, so it's like show area, working area. Now we're in the working area, we're working with touch access. Okay. So the thing that's closest to you, that's where you need your everydays.
Oh yeah.
The toothbrush, the stuff, the creams. Whereas like plasters, hopefully, we need them, but we don't need them touch access.
Yes.
They can be on the top shelf. They can be like, I'll go out of my way to get that.
Cooling packs for my...
cooling packs for the head so far not used. Off they go, top shelf. Mm-hmm. We need them. No one's saying get rid of them, but let's get them out of this area.
Okay.
I attempted to help a friend with this, and it was her desk, and she was very upset that I was going to get rid of her things. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then she was like, but I want my sewing. You're going to say, I don't need the sewing machine. I was like, listen, have your sewing machine. Are you a professional seamstress? Do you use the sewing machine every day? Does it need to be in the touch access area of your desk? Or could we pop it up here on this lovely shelf?
Yeah.
So it's about like popping up. And so the cutlery stuff, it's like, please, knives, forks, the everyday stuff. But the Christmas knives, do they need to be in there?
Yeah.
Could we move to a different section?
Yes, pizza cutter.
Pizza cutter.
Doesn't need to be... Every time I put my hand in the cutting board to find the scissors, I have to like cut my hand with a pizza cutter to get to the scissors.
Great. So we're thinking, what's touch access?
And actually then I just use the pizza cutter instead of scissors, which is just bad practice.
On what? On your paper?
Just off, yeah. It's an opening mail, I will just sometimes use a pizza cutter.
Because you've put the pizza cutter in touch access.
In TA.
In TA.
You've joined the TA.
You've joined the TA.
That's what they were talking about.
Yeah, that's literally,
right.
That's what they come to your school to try and help you with.
Okay.
So it's like, no one's saying you don't need all these things, but what needs to be close to you?
Okay.
You know, what needs to be close? And then you're like, okay, let's rearrange. And now when you're doing the rearranging, and again, you might have to pause at this point and have a look, is that like, do you need extra storage? Do you need like, and I'm not saying you need to build an extra shelf. I'm saying like, could we divide up this, your section of your bathroom cabinet? Could an extra little Muji clear plastic section help divide here?
Yeah.
Could an extra little clear pull-out drawer really bring this together?
Or a thing that goes on the shower so you can put all your shower gels in the shower.
Yeah.
God.
Currently for me in the bathroom, absolutely everything is on bath desk.
What's bath desk?
It's what it says on the tin.
Oh, I've got bath desk. Yeah wooden bath desk.
But mine's not even wooden. It's the top of a tiled trolley. And I found it on the road. It's not good. It's not good. But instead of it being like a clean, lovely area to put a candle and do and have bath desk, it's covered in crap because that's just got, it's got all the shampoo. It's got everything. It's got the paracetamol loose on it. It's just got everything on it. And then I was like, right, some things I've now moved to a shelf above the shower. And
that's good
for shampoos and touch access. Let's rethink this whole... And so it's like, let's rethink. And it's not about being like, I need more space, I need a bigger house. Rethink.
Rethink. So a bing bong for looking at your storage?
Bing bong for bing bong.
Bing bong.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bing bong! You're back! And you might need to have gone to pop yourself out to John Lewis at this point.
Perhaps.
You needed to have been like,
if you haven't, bing bong
bong
back.
Bing bong, bong bing, bing.
And bong bing
bong bing bong bing to John Lewis, please. And it's possible that you were like, okay, I know exactly what I need. I can't do it right now. I've gone for this sort of holding pattern, but I'm going to go get the next thing. Gorgeous. You're doing really great. Come back to it. Be like, okay, now these are all going in here. Something for me, certainly when we were coming of age, the guided tidy shows were very much like, everything's in this wicker basket and now it's tidied away.
Yes.
Gone. That's never, you're never going to see it again.
No.
A gun to my head, what's in that wicker basket? So it's like, I think we're now moving to this, like, people need to see stuff to remember.
They have it.
They have it. So, like, clear plastic.
Yeah,
you know?
Muji's very good.
Muji's fantastic for it. John Lewis has got some great stuff. TK Maxx, Tiger. Everybody be packing this stuff.
Mm.
Clear plastic. Oh, I can see it. I remember. I know what I have. I'm not just tidying it away. I'm not trying to get your home, like, tidy and a showroom. It's like, you live here.
Yeah.
You live here and you work here. And you work here. I would say what you're trying to do is, like, you know, if you, like, had a set of coloured felt tip pens as a kid and they came in their beautiful pack they were in rainbow order.
Yeah.
When you put them back, you like really took the time to put them back and in the special order. And if someone did it wrong, you were like, what the fuck are you doing there?
I failed every time.
No, you didn't fail.
I did fail.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't put them back in the right place.
Any old way?
Well, I'd try to do them a few times and then I'd be like, there'd be one time and I was like tidying it really quickly and then you'd be like, well, no, I've ruined it.
Okay. I would say it's sort of about being like, when things have an obvious home, it's like, it's no bother to put them back somewhere. The thing that when tidying or like your home being a mess becomes like overwhelming is you're like, where the fuck does this live?
Yes,
which is why we move into bags of doom crisis area.
Yes, and also because you're like, well, I can't do it now because I'm in so deep that it's going to take me a day. So I can't, like the further away you get from tidying, the longer it's going to take to get you back to, flat zero or whatever the inbox zero equivalent is.
Yeah, flat zero. Mm. Stevie. Mamma mia.
Wow.
Mamma
like
mia.
Is here. I didn't know you took Italian lessons.
It's all the time I've got over because I'm done with my tidying.
Yeah.
Sorry, C. Grazie, prego. That's exactly it. Like, we, flat zero of like, what is the best use of this space? What's this thing? Like, it's just like, it just works every day. Mm. And something that these lovely American ladies shout every day is, it's a system. It's a stamp.
Yeah. One's initial response is sometimes to be like, that's stupid. But as we've done with so many of these episodes or things, it'll be like, you know, drinking enough water, you're like, yeah, I do feel better.
Yeah. It's that thing, you retaliate against it for so long because it seems really boring. And then you're like, God, this is good, actually.
It's actually really good.
Okay. Oh, this is good. Okay. So you've bing-bonged, you've been to John Lewis, you've got your bits, you've categorised, you've thrown away what you need, and then you're like, and I know what's touch access, I know what needs to be right here. Maybe you've divided up your drawers, so you're like, pants, bras, socks, tights, rather than just like
softs,
one.
Softs, hards.
Softs, hards.
Hard softs.
Hard softs. One not homogenous, like, racking of all your belongings. Mm. Oh, look, things are divided. Oh, look, these pants are from 2007. Be free. Okay, so now you might want to pause a moment to stay with us, but do some Google image searching of, just Google the home edit, and maybe the word rainbow.
I'm going to do it with you.
Stevie's doing it with
you. It's a guided tidy. Here she goes. Now, I don't know, so my...
Yeah,
I'm really...
Talk us through your feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking...
He's got time for that. It looks stupid. You look like you've got no life.
You look like you've got no life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I've worked through it.
You've worked through it. But you're absolutely right. Your feeling is like, who the fuck has got time for that? And yeah, you hate it. Listen. Absolutely. I'm there with you. It's disgusting. You're like, who has got time for this shit? It doesn't look like a livable space. It looks like, and again, now maybe do we need to Google Khloe Kardashian pantry?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Take a pause now to Google Khloe Kardashian's pantry.
We won't bing bong it because you're doing it with
me. You're doing it with us.
Oh my God. That just makes me go, well, you're really rich, you know? She's got little boxes of... She's separated out raisins and golden raisins.
Oh, yes.
Really great. Okay, it just looks like a shop.
It looks like a shop.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely too extreme.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm going to say, like, but what I want people not to do is like see it and be like, oh, fucking doing that. And a small touch of that is going to help us no end. Okay. But listen, Khloe Kardashian's pantry is insane.
Yeah.
But also, and to describe it for anybody listening.
I just looked at it and went, oh no, and then didn't
post
describe
internet.
It.
Well, hopefully they're all listening with us. Is that it's jars, it's things, it's rainbow order, it's stuff that you're like, this doesn't look like someone lives here and cooks here and has a family and like exists.
No.
This looks like somebody makes it for a showroom and never goes in this pantry.
Yeah.
It's like a completely fake space. And also so you might have like 4 red cans of Coca-Cola in a line and they need to be 4 because it's everything else is 4 cans. So then if you drink one can of cola, you're like, well, now we're uneven. What the hell are we going to do now? It's because they have an entire garage with something called backstock, and then you immediately replace the can of cola into the force.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm kind of happy that I don't live like that.
Yeah, who can? No. That's why they're completely mad.
Yeah,
but a small touch of, well, I want you to go into this both knowing that's crazy and also doing a little bit of fun might be nice.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So a little bit of rainbow might be nice. A little bit of rainbow in the wardrobe is like, ooh, a bit.
True, yes.
A bit. They do a thing if you're doing wardrobe today if you're doing shoes, they do something with display shoes where they go like high heels, they would go 1 forward, 1 backwards.
Oh yeah, that's fun, yeah.
That's fun. So you can see like, you know, the fancy heel and you can see like both sides of the shoe.
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I've done in my wardrobe is I've gone 2 pairs of high heels with the 1 forward, 1 backwards and like a bag like above it. And truly, nothing else is particularly rainbowed, but it is tidy. But every time I look at it, I think, oh.
Well, yeah, I also think colour blocks as well would be, because my thing is that when you're really quickly trying to figure out to wear, or like, I can't find out to wear, and I'm like, taking things out, putting things in, and it's time constraint, going like, is that the way, the bit of the rainbow that it goes in, and like panicking, because I tried to do my pure pole, from suits and like very masculine to like right through to like very, very like traditionally feminine dresses, and then everything in between. But then what happened was I'd be like, is the jumpsuit in the middle or is that a more feminine one?
Mm.
So now but then if I do it colour blocked, it's all black and maybe one red thing. So the rainbow thing, I think why I resent it so much is it makes me feel like, oh, I don't have enough
colour.
Colour, okay. Which I don't want to wear, as I say. I mean, I'm wearing this red jumper, but like, yeah. So, but I see what you mean about like adding a bit.
That's the thing. You don't have to feel that you have to have this rainbow coloured wardrobe because your stuff is all black. But maybe if you do have like, it's just about the little moments of like display that are like.
Maybe all of my, what are they called? Clothes hangers can be the same.
Okay, fantastic. It's those
Your face was amazing when I said that. It was like I just said I was pregnant. In fact, you didn't look that excited when I told you I was getting married. I hope we got that on video. That's really funny.
But yeah, that's exactly
really
it.
Excited.
Just like, oh,
you're
my God.
Primark,
maybe they're just like all white matching wooden hangers.
Oh, wow. White wooden hangers.
Maybe it's like, oh, my God. It's just these little moments
of
like.
To offset the black.
Yeah, to offset the black.
Okay, yeah. No,
okay.
I'm in now, yeah.
So it has to be whatever works for you. So like, yeah, you will feel immediate revulsion and grotesque when you look at the home edit. But when you're like, okay, what little bits could I do
just
here?
Quietly.
So like if it's nail varnish, like maybe the nail varnishes could just be like in rainbow or on like a little stacking plastic shelf that goes up in order. So now like, oh, they're a bit nice. Because like,
oh my God, I'm actually excited about moving house.
Right,
now,
so there's
I could, like do a big clearing.
Right, so there's something that you maybe won't use every day, but you will probably see every day, and you'll just when you open the bathroom cabinet, you'll be like, oh, look at those nail varnish. They just look nice and neat, and like, oh, look at my little white hangers. Oh, look at my little shoes. And it's not to say like everything has to be the Kardashian pantry, but just a little moment of it that just makes you be like, oh gosh, oh gosh.
Yeah, that's what I want. Oh gosh,
oh gosh.
That's great.
If you are doing books, and this is something I find very hard with the home edit, they love to stack them up, horizontal.
Okay, that looks a bit ugly.
Ridiculous, and you can't read them.
Oh, yeah.
How can you pull, you have to pull one out to get everybody? To me, that says, like, these are, even though obviously my books aren't read every day on the shelf, but to me that says, like, these aren't for use, this is for show.
Yeah.
And that I really, it's a bit like cakes that look like something else, and flowers, like something that is on its way to, it can't be used, it can't be alive, it can't be.
Yeah, the only way that this will end is just messy.
Thank you. Once again, you're. Thank you.
I'm really smashing it, actually.
You're doing fantastically. If you are doing books, they, of course, the rainbow.
Mm.
Something, and I did this, and I did it it gave me a lot of joy to do it. And I look at every time I look at it, I think, God, that's fantastic. And everyone who comes to the house is like, actually, that's very cool. Nice.
Yeah.
I've seen people do rainbow and go like one shelf red, one shelf yellow, one shelf green. I always thought like a little bit primary school, a little bit naff. Mm. The whole way, so I've got four shelves, the whole way across, red, yellow, green, blue. So it like nice. Fades the whole way across. And it does just look, I'm sorry to say.
No, don't be
it
sorry.
It looks classy.
I don't think I have enough coloured books.
Oh, you do, you do, you do.
A lot of mine are like white with stuff on them. But look.
But then in which case do black fading to white?
Oh, Jesus. But then there's always one that you're like, well, that's purple. Where's that going?
In the purple section.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like you can make it work.
Yeah, I think the books one is not for me.
Please.
But I do think that there are elements of like, yeah, there are like basically there's just elements of everything, isn't it? There's like, you know, just make sure you have room for everything and don't just shove stuff in places where then it makes you, every time you look at it, you go, I just shoved that there.
I just shoved that there. So it's like, I think it's that of like being like, here are my treasured things and here they are in this black to white fade.
Oh. Everything you've got, my bathroom cabinet, everything is everything going to black to white fade.
Yeah, you own a lot of monochromes. Like, just like one like level of books, it's like, fuck, that's cool. It doesn't be one shelf that you're like, that's my one cool shelf. Yeah. When I look, I think, sick.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm not asking that. If you came to someone's house and the entire place was all like this, you'd be like, oh, I don't want to come in here.
I
like,
can't
this
sit
is,
down.
I can't sit down. But just like
the chairs are in black. It's black to white fade.
Like, which one am I supposed to sit on? Like, this is unlivable. But just like these little tiny bits that just make you be like, oh yeah.
Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So where are we with the tidy?
Well, hopefully we have overcome our revulsion.
We have.
And we are now we're placing it in. So hopefully as you've been listening, you've been like being like, okay, maybe I could try this. And so I want you to be like, I want you to, as you go placing your stuff in, be like, oh, maybe this could go here. Maybe, and not everything's going to work immediately. And you're going to be like, it doesn't look like you said. Regroup, rethink. Where does this need to go? So always focusing on this, like, what needs to be touch access? What's display?
Yes.
What's work area? What's show area?
What like, don't I need?
What don't I need? What could crucially just be gone from here? And also when you look at the stuff, you're like, oh shit, I buy a lot of this. Or like, if you're like, I've got 18 half open packets of paracetamol. I obviously buy paracetamol constantly when I'm out and about. Let's keep one in my bag.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
just those little things, be like, oh, okay, this is, I guess, how I live. And so like along the way, yeah, be gradually being like, oh, okay. I understand myself.
Yeah, I think it is about like, because how you live is who you are. So there will be quirks and things that you're like, because a lot of it that I'll do is that I used to have like, is to get loads of, because when I was like a beauty journalist, I'd like get loads of samples and I'd have to have all of them out and have to have all of them because they were like nice boxes or they had nice bottles. Mm. But actually the stuff in them didn't do anything or actually made my skin hurt. Mm-hmm. So then whenever I looked at them, they just made me feel bad because it was like, what a waste of someone else could be enjoying that. So like, that's actually quite a psychological thing to go like, oh, I want that there because when I was little, like, you know, or younger, I couldn't afford like the fancy makeup that my friends could. So I should have it and I want to have it, even though it doesn't work and it's not nice. Mm. Whereas I've got aqueous cream, which helps me. I'm like, that's embarrassing. Put that away. It's like, no, why don't I decant the aqueous cream into a nice little jar?
This is fantastic. So let's say you've done it. Your bathroom cabinet, you're like, holy shit. That looks fantastic. But you have got a little breakaway group of like stuff that didn't fit or that you're like, this is not quite right. Okay. And be like, don't make sure that does not end up in a bag of doom, that you didn't make like one exquisite shelf and then be like, okay, but all this stuff doesn't really fit. Make sure you're like, okay, where does this need to be? And again, go through that. Like, does it need to be touch access? Can it go in a drawer? Can it go over this, you know, and regroup? And then you take a photo.
Yes.
And you send it to me.
You tweet Tessa at Tessa Coates with your DM-er.
DM me.
Yeah.
You can send it at Nobody Panic Pod and show us how you did.
I'd really be interested to see.
I would really, really.
Let's inspire each other this year. Let's make this year our spring cleaning year where all of our little areas feel nice.
All of our little, that's exactly it. All of our little areas feel nice because you want to come away and be like, oh boy, I feel light. I feel fresh. Every time I look at that, I feel better as opposed to every time I look at it, I think, that's in chaos and I'm a piece of shit.
I need to sort this out.
And then you're like, oh, look at me go. I'm standing a little bit straighter. My stuff is in rainbow order.
Black to white fade.
Black to white fade.
And bing bong.
Bing.
Don't pause there though, because there's nothing to pause.
There's nothing to come back to.
It was like a summary bing bong.
And with that, we come calmly and in colour coordinated pattern to the end of the guided tidy.
I loved it.
How does your bathroom cabinet look, Stevie?
Fucking great. Oh,
exquisite.
So thrilled.
I hope whatever you've attempted to tackle today, you did, and you did it with aplomb.
Yeah, and then now you have to re-listen to this episode every time you go to all the different areas.
That's my great hope, is that you're like, okay, I've done one, let's do another.
I bet that bing bong won't get annoying.
You'll forget it's coming every time.
Yeah, lovely little joy. Thank you very much, Tessa.
Thank you so much for going on the journey with me. Mm. Thank you, everyone listening at home, for being part of it. I hope it's helped you as it has helped me. Mm. And I hope I've relayed it in a coherent manner.
It was very coherent. Yeah. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.